and thanks for listening to the AHDB podcast. Sutton Bridge Crop Storage Research was opened in 1964 by a forerunner to AHDB Potatoes, the Potato Marketing Board. It has been the home to levy-funded and commercial research on potato storage ever since, and has gained an international reputation for the quality and practicality of its work. Now, after the vote on the continuation of the statutory levy paid by potato growers and commercial buyers, its future is uncertain. In this episode of the AHDB podcast, we are joined by a director of AHDB to find out more about the next steps for the Lincolnshire-based research unit. I'm now joined by Sector Strategy Director for Potatoes, Rob Clayton. Rob, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us about this legacy project? And can you tell us what has happened regarding Sutton Bridge and AHDB's activities surrounding potato storage?
Yeah, I can. So thanks, Jimmy. First of all, worth recapping on what happened in the vote and the ballot. So however you look at those figures, there's two votes to stop the levy versus one vote to continue it, however you cut the data. And we need to respect that outcome in what we do next. So whilst we're awaiting a ministerial statement regarding the future, the approach at the moment is around winding down and therefore minimizing any costs and liabilities we've got. It's all published on the website in terms of the lists of what's stopping where and when. And we've done that right through this year, next year, and so on. We're all disappointed that we're having to change our delivery plans based on the outcome of the vote. And we recognize it's really difficult to manage this whilst we're in that period of uncertainty until we get the ministerial thing. But the board have said it's a wind down that we're going for.
Right. And specifically, the wind down covers storage as well then?
Yeah, it does. It's been a really tough decision to take. And after reaching agreement with the sector board and the HDB board, we've indicated that Sutton Bridge Crop Storage Research won't be taking on any additional research from now on, whether that's from the levy funded program or the commercial work that the team there do. So here on in, the team will be focusing on write up of results from the experiments they've been doing over this winter, and they'll be running a small-scale advisory service too, with a view to closing in the spring.
Okay, it's a big decision given the focus on storage in recent years. How do you know you've called this right and you're not being too hasty?
Yeah, it's a decision we didn't want to take. We were nearing the end of a procurement exercise, which we were quite excited about, but the ballot outcomes meant that future is no longer possible. A few points then. So first, when it came to communicating prior to and during the ballot, we majored on storage. We were dedicating twice as much airtime and printed space to that than anything else. So we've recognised that the conversation we had still drew a no vote majority. So that's the bit we need to respect. Since then, we've also run a due diligence exercise so we can be absolutely certain. This has involved talking to big levy payer businesses and commercial clients like sprout suppressant manufacturers. And when we've discussed potential closure with them, they've all expressed some form of frustration and disappointment for the industry and for their own businesses. But they've all suggested ways in which they would adapt and solve storage problems really into the future.
There's a suggestion that CRD will only accept UK trials data, so closure would shut down any prospect of new product development in the UK. Is that true?
No, so we wrote specifically to CRD about this very point, and they've told us that they'll continue to recognise overseas data for registration purposes. They'd uphold zonal recognition that's already present and has been part of that EU mechanism in the past. And over time, we'd expect other research institutes to start to offer similar trials capability here in GB. Now, I guess there's a question mark over, you know, CRD wanting to see British crops and data on British crops. That's all entirely doable in the future. We see crops move about onto the continent anyway.
How can you be so sure about this?
Well, okay. So prior to the ballot, we embarked on a procurement exercise, and we learnt a lot from the research institutes about their ambition and their plans to put new services in, and that would include some of these deliveries for CRD. So the ambition amongst those research institutes is still there, but these groups will now have to find a way through without the support of the levy investment. But it still remains possible. So we're working hard on a legacy project to ensure that we're not losing any data, but any new services, as and when they're established, they'll need to really get on with things, set things up quite quickly, if we're to get the continuity with what we've been doing up until now.
Did that very procurement exercise slow you down? Rumours go around that the whole thing took 18 months, it stopped open conversations and left you and HGB with nothing to show at the end.
Yeah, right. So I suppose the procurement exercise, it was all about realising a vision for the future of potato storage, and that's sadly what we're not able to pursue now. But and as with all procurement exercises that we carry out, it's got to be done robustly and fairly, and it's a rigid process. But it is one that it did allow us to have some really, really good, strong, imaginative conversations with consortia about how they'd finance things, what their funding streams would be, what skills they were going to develop. We had conversations about future needs around genetics and agronomy, and about bringing scientists into a thriving environment and deploying a lot of those new technologies to revolutionise the way in which we do storage. These are all areas that we'd identified that they were hard to resolve if we were to maintain a status quo approach to managing Sutton Bridge. The nub of this is that we're still in contact with those consortia through the legacy work that we're now doing, and we understand that a lot of the thinking is still intact. Look, whilst it's frustrating that the ballot outcome took us away from that opportunity, a lot of the thinking is still there for people to tap into.
Okay, you say it's frustrating there, but you know, ultimately it's not your agenda anymore. Will you be sad to see it go?
Yeah, I'm going to get emotional now. Look, I started my career at Sutton Bridge, so I've got a strong connection with the place. I'm always really proud when people use phrases like it's world-renowned and that sort of thing. But respecting the ballot outcome, then you're right. We shouldn't be in charge of the agenda. We shouldn't be leading or steering it anymore. That said, there's a lot we can share in terms of the knowledge and how we anticipate a lot of the practical issues if parties or groups emerge with plausible ideas about how they would continue with potato stories. So we're essentially here to help give the thought process a bit of safe passage, if you like. But one thing to stress is that it needs to happen really quite quickly if we're to get that continuity around what the future looks like.
Okay, but what would you say to a grower that said, look, just shut it, sell it, and give us our money back?
Yeah, look, we publish a site value, so there's a net book value. It goes into the annual report and accounts every year. To be frank, it contributes to the exercise we've been undertaking in terms of limiting liabilities, but it's only going to cover part of it. It's not as big a sum as people would like to think.
Okay, just to be clear, we've been talking a lot about buildings, but this covers people too.
Yeah, regrettably, it's about the people as well as the buildings. Look, we recognise the hard work and the dedication, and we're supporting individuals through the next few months. Many of them, they've given the best part of their careers to this, and they've enabled the sector to benefit through their own, you know, their own imagination, their own input over years and years now. So part of the legacy programme we're going through at the moment is just make sure we've got all of that knowledge captured in a way that makes it accessible for the future.
Okay, so just to finish, you've talked about interested parties and groups. What do you want them to do?
Right, it's about open conversation right now, but it's about getting started as quickly as possible. We've started some initial conversations with groups, but we want to make sure that those with genuine interest and plausible ideas about funding a future vision, they can still tap into the expertise and the knowledge that we've got. The quickest way is just to drop me an email, as we've covered on our legacy pages. We'll get some discussions started, and we'll get things up and running as quick as we can.
Okay, Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
If you would like to know more about the wind down and transition process following the votes on AHDB potatoes and AHDB horticulture, you can visit ahdb.org.uk, where you will see a box to click on right at the top of the homepage. You can also find Rob Clayton's contact details via that link. So thank you to my guest, Rob, and thanks also to podcast producer Aisha Shabnam. My name is Jimmy Phillips, and thanks for listening to the AHDB podcast.